Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Iron deficiency chlorosis, or IDC, is a soybean disease that can have devastating effects on soybean yields, including some of the key soybean growing areas across the Midwest. Bruce Carlson is with West Central Distribution in Willmar, Minnesota. He talks about growing conditions that will most likely lead to the development of iron chlorosis.
Iron chlorosis is really most likely to develop in a couple different situations. Soils with high levels of calcium carbonate, saline-type soils, and alkaline soils with a pH above about 7.5. And while these conditions are where we would most likely see damage from the IDC without any kind of preventive treatment, 2017 was really unique in that many fields that had never had symptoms before, we experienced symptoms, and we actually had some of the worst cases in the traditional IDC problem fields.
He calls this last year a perfect storm for the development of IDC, including cooler temperatures in the early season, as well as nitrate buildup where corn was planted the year before. With the 2018 growing season approaching, Carlson talks about the proactive steps growers can take to avoid the negative impact of IDC in their soybeans, starting with soil testing to find out which fields are more at risk.
A very effective and proven method to prevent yield loss is to apply an iron chelated fertilizer in furrow at planting time. And by doing this, the young soybean plants get soluble iron from the start, which gives them the best opportunity for a healthy, high-yielding crop. In West Central, we have an iron chelated fertilizer that's called Soygreen, and it was specifically developed to protect soybeans from IDC and is considered the industry leader. Actually, a 2016 study funded by the North Dakota Soybean Checkoff showed that Soygreen had the best results over other products with the highest percentage of iron, up to 30% more, and actually delivered twice the amount of iron to the plant.
He talks about what sets Soygreen apart from other iron chelated products in the marketplace.
We have three formulations now to allow the grower to choose what is best for their farming practices. The original Soygreen is in a dry formulation, and we now have an easy mixing liquid formulation. And then our newest one is the soybean granular, which was specifically developed for the air seeder market and is really the only one on the market. And the results over the past 14 years have compared to untreated shows that Soygreen yielded an average of 8 bushels more and even up to 40 bushels more in fields that had extreme iron chlorosis problems.
Thanks for joining us for Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson, in for Terry Loomis. We'll be back with more tomorrow on Inside Agriculture right here.